This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hello, and welcome to Everything About Business Chinese. I'm Ting Ping.
I'm Colin.
Colin, I heard that you're planning your business trip to China.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. We will have several meetings, business tours, and a banquet, so I want to know more about Chinese business banquet etiquette.
I'm more than happy to help.
I heard that Chinese pay special attention to the arrangement of seating in formal occasions. How do I know where I'm supposed to sit?
Usually it's the host who decides the order of sitting according to Chinese custom. When the host invites you to the table, he will say, 您请这边坐, which means, please sit here. 这边 means here.
这边, got it. What should I say?
You may say, 别这么客气,您先请. Namely, you're so kind, please take a seat first yourself. 别 means do not in Chinese.
别这么客气,您先请. If I want to tell the host the food is great, what should I say?
You can say, 味道真好, which means the flavors are wonderful. 味道 means flavor, 真 means really, and 好 means good or wonderful.
Good to know. I will practice saying them again and again. Would you please give me some tips about making toast?
Usually the host will start the first round of toast, and then you will also be expected to make a toast after the host.
Oh, really? What is the appropriate way to do it?
You can make a toast to the prosperity of the business that brings you together by saying, 为我们的成功干杯, which means, let's toast to our success.
So, 干杯 means bottoms up, right?
Exactly. 成功 means success.
成功 is success. Got it. What if I do not drink?
That's not a problem. You can have tea or some other beverage instead of wine.
What shall I say by the end of the banquet to express my gratitude to the hospitality of the host?
You can say, 谢谢您的热情款待, which means, thank you for your hospitality. 款待 means hospitality. 款 means generous. And 待 means reception.
Great. I can't wait to start my trip to China. Thank you for listening. Today's question is, what is the Chinese equivalent of bottoms up? Please email your answer to cib@chinaamericaradio.com. We will post the first answer on our Twitter account at Confucius Biz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at chinaamericaradio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见。